Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday and where the hell we are today?
Well, yesterday we read Jeremiah chapter 42. And
sure as fuck did.
I was very disappointed in us.
Yeah.
We made a big mistake.
We left something out.
It was a huge fucking mistake.
We left something out.
It was the 42nd book of Jeremiah and chapter of Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. And we didn't make one single solitary reference to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Because 42...
What the fuck is our problem? Why didn't what?
Is a big number.
Yeah, it's the meaning of life, the universe, and everything.
Yeah.
How do you not mention that as you're reading through the Bible when it's the 42nd chapter of a book?
You know what it is?
What? Did we forget our towels?
We're not hoopy fruits.
Oh,
and
shit.
We do not sass where our towels are at.
Okay.
That's right. What happened there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we won't let it happen again the next time we get to a chapter 42 of whatever book.
So right.
It'll definitely, we'll cover it.
For sure.
Got it for sure.
But right. do you remember?
But yes, in chapter 42, it was a short chapter.
It was.
And the people that were fleeing were asking Jeremiah what they could do. And
what should we do?
And they were like, does your God have some guidance for us? And he's like,
promise to obey.
Give me a minute. And then he was like gone for 10 days.
Yeah.
And then he came back and he's like, yeah, just go back and, you know, go work the land and go over there.
In Babylon.
And
don't they were like, go to Egypt, bitches.
And then the remnants were like, why the fuck would we do that? That guy that like killed everybody over there. Ishmael?
Yeah.
He's still over there.
No, he's with the Ammonites.
Yeah, but he's still nearby. Easily, he's still nearby.
Yeah.
Like, and then you told us everything was going to be fine last time, but it wasn't. So, like, why the fuck should we trust you this time? We're just going to go on down to Egypt.
It looks nice over there.
And then Jeremiah was like, well, y'all going to get, you know, fucked over there. So,
have fun
with that. That was pretty much it.
Yep.
So, that was Jeremiah chapter 42.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're getting into...
Jeremiah chapter 43.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, we are hopping into Jeremiah chapter 43.
Okay.
And as usual with Jeremiah, I have a note.
You have a note.
A note.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not the misnumbered Septuagint note.
Oh, okay.
It's the narrative note.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This chapter is part of a narrative section consisting of chapters 37 to 44. So we're almost at the end of this little storyline.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah. What happened to the Septuagint misnumbered things?
I think
Where are they no longer misnumbered?
We're back on regular equal number.
Hmm.
I don't know. Sometimes they're out of order and sometimes they're not.
Interesting.
It was just a few that were out of order.
Yeah, but you would think they would continue to be out of order, that's all. So
Not necessarily.
I'm just throwing it out there, you know.
Right, but I told you at the time that they were just taking certain parts out of order.
Got it.
Not the whole book.
Okay.
Okay? All
right. Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Mm-hmm. We are in Jeremiah chapter 43. Now it happened. Ready what happened?
Yeah, I'm ready.
When Jeremiah had stopped speaking to all the people, all the words of the Lord their God, for which the Lord their God had sent to them, mm-hmm. all these words.
You know, he sent this to them, their God,
mm-hmm.
through Jeremiah, mm-hmm. through his God.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Right.
It didn't exactly make a direct appeal to them.
I guess. So it happened after Jeremiah gave all those words that Azariah, the son of Hoshaya, Johanan, the son of Kariah, and all the proud men spoke, saying to Jeremiah, "You speak falsely. The Lord our God has not sent you to say, 'Do not go to Egypt to dwell there.' But Baruch, the son of Neriah, has set you against us to deliver us into the hands of the Chaldeans, that they may put us to death or carry us away captive to Babylon."
Whoa.
Okay.
So wait.
Let me just stop. Hold on.
Yeah.
Remember yesterday, I was like, we haven't heard about Baruch.
Right.
And then I was like, so it's almost like Jeremiah went into his little tent and told Baruch, go ask our handler in Babylon what the fuck I should do.
They probably saw him fucking coming back and they're like,
yeah,
dude, he was just coming back from the over there by the Babylonians.
Yeah.
And what the fuck? This guy's obviously in cahoots with them.
Right?
So, yeah, and you're telling us this came from God, but no, you waited for your buddy to come back from the Babylonians.
So I just want to tell you, as God is my witness, I had not read ahead. I did not know that this was coming.
Yeah.
That makes it all the funnier.
Right.
That I called him out. And then they're like, yeah, no, totally.
The funny thing to me is that they this is written by Jeremiah or Baruch or whatever, both of them.
Uh-huh.
And they just keep digging themselves in a bigger and bigger hole with regard to this whole like spy business. This whole they're Babylonian agents type thing.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, it looks like they might be double agents. And then like, yeah, they're totally double agents.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely.
So Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces and all the people would not obey the voice of the Lord to remain in the land of Judah.
Why do they call it the voice of the Lord, though? It's the voice of fucking Jeremiah is what they're hearing.
Well, Jeremiah is
he's claiming that it's the voice of the Lord.
But that's what the whole Bible is.
Claim. No, I know. And that's why this whole thing is bullshit.
I know.
Like there's no point where whatever. Like how
you're so annoyed. You can't even finish your thought.
Look, these fuckers wrote this bit about Jeremiah, and they sound as they wrote it, they sound like they work for Babylon.
Mm-hmm. They should have literally just left it
out. They're also claiming to speak for God. You know, Jeremiah is claiming to speak for God. He's a prophet of the Lord. He speaks for God. And these things have permeated into, you know, current cultures.
Right.
Like, you know, like we still talk about this. And yet I'm listening to this whole thing and I'm like, no.
He's like, they accused us of being double agents. Can you even believe that? And we're like, yes, bitch, I can.
Right.
I can totally believe it.
Yeah, and you just keep like digging yourselves deeper and deeper into this whole idea that you probably were.
I'm like, guys, stop talking.
Right, you're making this worse.
Literally leave this part out.
Yeah.
Like this whole book should never have been included.
It doesn't really matter, though, because ultimately, like, I mean, I think a lot of this was written with the idea that nobody, no common person was going to end up reading this stuff, right? Like, right. This wasn't meant to be read by your common person, right? It was meant to be read by scholars and by people who are trusting that this is the Lord's words.
And historians. I mean, they...
Sure.
They were interested in capturing history.
But I hear it all the time. Like, there's this person I've been talking to via email recently that this is something they love to tell us, is that the scales are pulled over our eyes if you don't come at it. If you're not reading it correctly or something like that, it's apparently in the Bible somewhere. Like, if you don't come to this correctly, you can't ever understand it.
And, you know... That's cool. I totally believe you. So how do you take the scales off my eyes? Because that's not a thing that I possess. And we've discussed this before.
Right.
That, okay, I believe you. There's scales on my eyes.
Look,
whatever.
The way that they're talking about reading it is like you already have to accept that this is God's word.
You have to first believe in God before you ever enter into this.
Yeah.
Then you have to believe that this is all God's word. Then you have to believe that this shit actually happened. I'm still on first step one.
I would think, honestly, if you're reading the Bible and this is God's word, this is God's book, this is the thing that he wrote for human, like had people write for him, he wrote, whatever, I don't fucking care.
And all this shit happened.
It's his connection to humanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would think that it would be a good selling point to bring you to God.
That's what I was always told.
Whether or not you believe or not, right? Like, mm-hmm. It would convince you.
Right.
This has done anything but convince me.
No, this has made me harder. This has hardened my heart like the goddamn Pharaoh. But anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
But Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces took all the remnant of Judah who had returned to dwell in the land of Judah from all nations where they had been driven, men, women, children, the king's daughters, and every person whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch the son of Neriah. So, you know, all those
people that stayed, yeah.
All those remnant folk.
They sure have a long-winded way of saying stuff like that.
Right? Like, all you had to say was, the remnant.
Yeah.
I know who you mean.
Right.
Thanks. So they went to the land of Egypt, for they did not obey the voice of the Lord, and they went as far as Tepanes. Let's talk about Tepanes for a minute.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
So Tepanes was an important fortress city on the northern border of ancient Egypt in the northeastern Nile Delta, and is generally equated with the Greek city of Daphne.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So that's what it is. So they're in Egypt now, okay?
Got it.
And that's where they checked in to, like, hey, can we enter your fucking little country over here?
Right.
And can we live here? Can we be refugees here? Because Babylon is killing everybody.
Right.
And we want to not be dead.
Yeah.
Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in Tepanes, saying, take large stones in your hand and hide them in the sight of the men of Judah. I don't really understand what hide in the sight means.
So that they can see you doing it?
So you're not hiding them?
I don't know.
Right? In the clay, in the brick courtyard, which is at the entrance to Pharaoh's house in Tepanes, and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will send and bring Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne above these stones that I have hidden.
Oh.
And he
So he wasn't trying to actually hide them. He was trying to be seen, so
yeah,
that you make a point.
Yeah, he's like, look at these stones.
Right.
I'm hiding them here for a reason.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
y'all get to know the reason. Babylon's coming, and this is where Nebuchadnezzar is going to sit his throne.
Okay.
And he will spread his royal pavilion over them. When he comes, he will strike the land of Egypt and deliver to death those appointed for death, and to captivity those appointed for captivity, and to the sword those appointed for the sword, and to ramen noodles, those appointed for ramen noodles, and to the couch, those appointed to the couch.
Right, right.
Okay? I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captive. And he shall array himself with the land of Egypt, as a shepherd puts on his garment, and he shall go out from there in peace.
I take a little bit of issue with this, because why is Nebuchadnezzar going to worry himself? Like, unless he was already going to attack Egypt, right. Why is he going to worry himself about this remnant that's running away from Jerusalem? You know, like, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Like, they're, I don't know. Is he just mad because
they got away?
They got away?
Like, I don't know.
Or was he going to go ahead and attack Egypt anyway?
Who knows?
They were already kind of on a war path. They'd already fought once, you know, because that's what let them break right. the siege of Jerusalem there briefly. So
I want to find out, did this ever happen? Did
That's a good point.
Did Babylon ever go into Egypt? I don't know enough history to know. I want to look that up maybe for our Q&A, do a little bit of Babylonian and Egyptian history there
should
hunt.
There should be some history about it because, I mean, the Babylonians and the Egyptians both kept pretty detailed records about things.
Right,
so,
particularly the Egyptians.
Right, and you would think that those things would be available to find out for sure. So
right.
That would be something interesting to talk about in our Q&A probably.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I also want to add a note where it says that he shall array himself with the land of Egypt as a shepherd puts on his garment.
Mm-hmm.
In other translations, like what this is supposed to mean is he's going to wear Egypt like as easily as nothing, not even thinking about it.
Got it.
He's going to put them on like a vest and it won't be a thing.
Okay.
That's how
easy will be.
It'll be. But in other translations, it talks about plucking fleas off of himself or varmints or little bugs off of him, like nothing. Like,
so they're trying to say this guy's really powerful.
Right. But also, they took out and changed the picking of nits off of himself because that was too close to basically referring to people in the Middle East as dirty and having fleas.
Got it.
So according to the notes that I read, that's why that was changed. I don't know how true that is.
Right.
It does track that they're racist fucks.
Right.
But I don't know that they would necessarily say, let's not be a racist fuck on this one page. So I don't know why some translations and not others.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
So I just wanted to throw that out there, food for thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He shall also break the sacred pillars of Beth Shemesh that are in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of the Egyptians he shall burn with fire.
Okay. Yeah.
Beth Shemesh, the literal translation of that city is House of the Sun.
I think we've talked about Beth Shemesh before.
We have. It was located about 6 miles northeast of Cairo. Was the ancient worship center of sun god Re, later called Heliopolis.
Okay.
All right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And the oracle here, he's describing Egypt as not a safe refuge from Nebuchadnezzar, obviously.
Right.
So he's like, this is not good. He's going to burn Egypt.
Yeah.
I don't think that happened, but
I find it interesting, though, that Jeremiah is still going with them. Like
he was kidnapped. He was forced to go with them.
Okay.
I did read some. I haven't read the chapters ahead. I never read the chapters ahead, but some of the notes, they allude to things.
Yeah.
And he was definitely forced to go with these people. And because of his prophecy that everybody, the remnant who goes there, they're going to get punished.
Yeah.
He was definitely concerned that he was going to get punished along with everybody.
Yeah.
Since he got
kidnapped.
Well,
that's why I was, you know, kind of wondering why he went along.
Yeah. He didn't have a choice. He was forced.
Probably because they're pissed. Well, I mean, you know.
I think that they know that Jeremiah and Baruch are double agents. And they're like, nah, you bitches are coming with us.
Right.
We're not going
to
let.
We're not going to let you run back to Babylon.
We're not going
to
kill you because we're not murderous fucks like you. But we're also not going to let you go and run and tell fucking Ishmael or
Nebuchadnezzar
where we are.
Right.
Like, no, fuck you. You're coming.
Yeah.
And maybe even, this just occurred to me, maybe even they thought that if they took the quote unquote prophet of God with them, that maybe that would protect them from punishment, because surely God would not punish his own prophet.
Could be. Could be.
Maybe a bit of both.
Right. Just hedge your bets, right?
Right. Like, yeah. I'm not saying I believe this, but just in case.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, so they're heading to Egypt, and Jeremiah's along for the ride, and now
they're in Egypt now.
They're in Egypt now. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently now Babylon's going to fight Egypt. Maybe
we'll see.
Which is interesting. So
yeah, I am going to look into that.
No, I'm very curious.
I don't
like
know
historically.
That, yeah, historically, I'm not sure that actually happened.
Right. I mean, it might have though.
Sure.
There are some things that do line up with the Bible. So.
Sure.
All right. Well, that being said, that was Jeremiah chapter 43.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that we'll be back tomorrow with
Jeremiah chapter 44, the end of this little narrative selection.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.